But the Rabban Shalom didn't want them to. He wanted the Hechinah Esher Shiavia. They should prepare it in advance. So the Gemara says on the first daf, on base on the base, the Hechinah Esher Shiavia. The man didn't come down not on Shabbos and not on Yom Tov. They came down. Lecha Mishnah came down on Erev Shabbos and on Erev Yom Tov. So the man was mamish Yesh Meayin. So if the man would have come down on Shabbos and Yom Tov, that would be Muktzah. Ashayla with the Muktzah derais and Muktzah derabbanan. So Muktzah derabbanan stomach didn't exist in the days of the man. But if the man would have fallen on Shabbos and Yom Tov, that's mamish Briya Hadasha. That would be Noilat Gomer. That would be Muktzah. But an Egel Shenoilat Yom Tov, that's not Muktzah. Oila Mutar. Nita b'shchita simos muchan agavima. That's how the Gemara says. So an egel shenala b'yanta is not a problem of mukta. But if you have a if royach shenala b'yanta, if the hen is sitting on the eggs, the hen sits on the eggs until they hatch, until they turn to till they crack open, until the chicks, till the chicks jump out of the crack out of the egg and come out. So fresh and early beyond, how are you going to say is nitar b'shchita sima? What if you shech the hen? So the fresh does need shchita. No, it's the dinner ben pekua is based on the pasuk kol asher ba behema terchelu, whatever is inside the behema. But the egg with the chick inside, that's not inside the mother hen. You shech the mother hen, the shchita is good on the mother. It's not good on the chick inside. The chick is going to need its own shchita. And it's not edible before, so that's why it's a shaylef and mukta. It should be noilad gom. Efrash shenoilad biyontif. Efrayach shenoilad biyontif is not a beitzah shenolda. Beitzah shenolda, you're going to eat it as an egg. Here it's an efra. The egg hatched the chick, and the chick developed, came out of the egg.
What if you shech the chick and then it's born? Then
doesn't make a difference. Doesn't make a difference. Doesn't make it. No connection. It's outside of the body. Doesn't make a difference. So that's the machlekes hatanaim, and that's the machlekes Rabbi Shmuel had a pasuk. Efrech shenala biyantiv should it be muktanah? So we were discussing some of the details. Let's say egel shenala biyantiv. The cow gives birth to a calf on Yontif, so that all the Tanoim and all Amoraim, I'm asking, you're permitted to shech. So Taisus Fekta Kash, you have to wait 8 days?
Yeah.
So Chadin, you have to wait 8 days. In Chumash is a din, you have to wait 8 days for a carbon.
Yeah.
That's a special din for a carbon that doesn't apply to Chumash. Shivas Yamim, Yatachasim, Yamishmini, you're out to the carbon Isha Hashem. The Zohar says that's why you have to wait for a baby 8 days to do the Bris Milah, because when you perform the Bris Milah, it's also like a carbon. The dam that comes out is Hatofas Adam. The Zohar says there are three parts to the Mila. There's Mila and there's Priya, the two Oiris. There's the outer skin that's thicker, and then the lower skin, I think that's a little, the lower membrane. You have to cut off the Orha Orla, cut off the Orha Priya. And then the third part to the Mila, it says in the Zohar, is the Hatofas Adam. Others disagree and they say no, Hatofas Adam, Hatofas Dambris is only, others disagree with the Zohar. And they say no, Hatofas Dambris is only when the Mila was done improperly. When they did a mila balayla, when they did a mila day akum, when they did the chveis a mila terchzmana, they did a mila psula. So then you have to, or a baby is noilad mahu, noilad mahu. There's no arharla, so then you have to do a tavas ambris as a substitute dimkar mila. But when you're doing the actual mila, when you're doing the mila bizmana, mila ksheris, so what do you need a tavas adam? That's what others hold. And the zoyer state the fairies, the mishk. I don't sit and read zoyers. The mishkan is yankiv quotes the zoyer. Mishkanes Yankov was a Talmud of Rab Chaim Volozhiner, so that's his style of tshuvas. He'll throw in a Zoyer and he'll throw in a Tikkuni Zoyer. There's a tshuva after Rab Chaim Volozhiner passed away, so they collected all of his tshuvas and they published it. It's a sefer that's called Chutam Shulosh. It has the tshuvas and the three Rashi Yeshiva and Volozhin. It has Rab Chaim Volozhiner from his two sons-in-law, Rab Hillel and Rab Lezer Itche. So they collected what they thought were tshuvas of Rab Chaim Volozhiner. So one of the tshuvas is a mistake. One of the tshuvas was already printed in the Mishkanes Yankiv sefer. It's not by Rab Chaim Volozhiner. They found it on his desk because they thought it was by Rab Chaim Volozhiner. It was his Talmud. The Mishkanes Yankiv sent him his tshuva to see his haskama. So you can tell from the tshuva that it's not by Rab Chaim. Rab Chaim Volozhiner never quotes any Zayas. When Rab Chaim Volozhiner, whenever he quotes a Gemara, he'll quote the Daf and he'll quote the Taisus Dibra Mascha. Mishkanes Yankiv says that Taisus in Yevamos. He doesn't tell you where. He's writing for people who know Shas. A Taisus in Yevamos and Ashba and Git doesn't tell you where in Git. Git is 90 daf below Gemara. Chaim Volozhiner writes you which daf and which Amud and where the Taisus Dibra Mascha. So this tshuva also, the one, this is the famous tshuva about the green Esrogim. Mishkan Hasyankov is very opposed to the Green Asurgi, because Mishkan Hasyankov is the Rovan Karlin. I had the Karlin and the Stolen Hasidim.
Yeah.
So by the Hasidim, they're usually medaktik, medavke, to spend more money to buy
Green
Asurgi. So he writes that all the Green Asurgi are possible. That's a ganze chivi Green Asurgi. So they latch it on, the Hasidim hang on to a Zoyer. It's based on the Zoyer that green is the Mahadrim and a Mahadrim. So he says that's not shot in the Zoyer. So he writes a whole argument. So he quotes the Zohar and he doesn't tell you where the Zohar is, and he quotes it. You can tell from the whole style of the Chiv that it's not Rav Chaim Volozhin. It's by the Mishkan Hasyankov. Anyway, so over here, the Zohar says, the Mishkan Hasyankov quotes the Zohar, that you have to wait to do the Milah on the Yom HaShmini, the same din as the Karban. Because by Milah, you have to have, there are three parts to the Bris Milah. There's Milah and there's Priya. Mila is the outer skin and the Priya is the inner skin. You have to either roll it back or cut it off. And Atofas Adam is a din. It's not bimkan, it's not a substitute for a bris Mila when it's Noilad Mo'ed. No, even when you're doing a Mila, there's Manak Shero, that's the third part to the bris. And the Zohar is Madak Psukim like that. Why is that? Because the Zohar explains in another place, Lishitosai, that a bris Mila is considered epis like a korban. And the dam that comes out, that's like the Zrikas Adam on the Mizbeach, and the Sandik who has the baby on his legs is considered like a Mizbeach, because that's where you're doing the Mila, that's where you're performing the Zrikas Adam. And it says that the Aviya Ben should stand next to the Moel and ask him that he should do the Bris Mila. So the Mechaber writes, that also comes from the Zohar, so the Mechaber writes, Aviya Ben should stand next to the Moel, Umetzaveihu Lios Shlucho, that he should act as his Shaliach. So the Vilna Gaon says, no, it has nothing to do with Shliach. It's based on the din Hech Korbanu Shalodim Karev Ve'ein Oimid Al Gabov. It's a Mishnah in Tainis that says whenever you bring a Korban in the Beis HaMikdosh, the Bala Korban on whose behalf the Korban is being offered is supposed to be there. And when you have Korbanus HaTzibur, so you can't have the whole Klal Yisrael. So that's why they instituted the Mamadis to represent the Klal Yisrael, to fulfill this din of Hech Korbanu Shalodim Karev Ve'ein Oimid Al Gabov. So that's what the... that's what the din of Yom HaShmini, the original din of Chumash, Yom HaShmini, yeah. Yimu B'sar Alosai, is like it's a din of Korban. That's a special din of Korban. It's that you have to wait to shecht it on the eighth day. But there is a din of Chulin also that you have to wait till the eighth day. Some say it's only the Rabbanon, others disagree from the Rambam. Is Mashmat a din deraisa? That's if you have a vlad is born and you're not sure whether it's kol olah hadoshov or lo kol olah hadoshov. You have to have a full term pregnancy by the behemoth to know that it's not a nafil. Let's say a vlad is born, a calf is born, and is born dead. So it's born dead. So watch, it's an avela. So you can't get a sheikhet, tell a sheikhet to come and cut the neck. You cut the neck of a dead animal, it's not going to be muta b'shchita, it's already an avela. So if you want a sheikh the behemoth, you have to know for sure that it's not a nafil. It has to be a bar kayoma. So one kind of an avela is if it's dead. What if you have a live animal, but it was like kola l'chadosha, the pregnancy was not a full-term pregnancy. So if it's like kol hadoshev, that's called a nefil. It's not considered sufficiently alive that you should be able to mimatir it b'shchita. So the Gemara says you have to wait. The Gemara Shabbos and Perkab Lazimila says you have to wait 8 days to make sure that it's kol hadoshev. What if the farmer was watching? He knows when the cow became pregnant, and he knows that it's kol hadoshev. The yadua should kol hadoshev. Let's say a woman is pregnant and she has a baby. So sometimes the doctors can tell that the woman is post-mature. It's already more than 9 full months. It's 9 full months plus more. It's another week or two after. Sometimes the baby is born after 10 months. So then the Gemara has a din that when a baby is born, after the baby is born, the first 30 days, you don't know if it's a nafil or a vlad bar kayoma. That's only if it's a stam vlad is born. What if you know bevadai shekar l'chadosh? If we know, we were counting and we know that it's 9 full months. Then you don't have to wait 30 days. You have to wait 30 days to make pigir aden. That's a din. Even if the baby is born after 11 months of pregnancy, after 12 months, the Gemara says there's such a thing, 12 months of pregnancy. Today, we don't have such a thing. But in the Gemara talks, there was a possibility that a woman was pregnant for 12 months and then she gave birth to the baby. So even if the baby was born after 12 months, you still don't do pigir aden until after the Yom Lamed Aleph. But let's say the baby will die soon after. Of course, they'll observe avelus. You don't say that that's a nafil. A nefil is only if you don't know whether it's kol hadoshev, lo kol hadoshev. So then, if it's a suffix, a stam vlatz, you have to wait 30 days to know for sure that it's not, it's yotze mechlal suffix nim. So the same by the hemet. If it's a vadai kol hadoshev on the uber, whatever it is, a behema daka has a pregnancy of 5 months, a behema gasa has a pregnancy of 9 months. So if it's vaday kol lechadoshav, you only have to wait 8 days to bring as a korban in the Beis Hamikdash. That's a gzeres hakosav, that's a chok. But in order to shecht it, if it's yadush kol lechadoshav, you don't have to wait 8 days. But if you have a vlad, no one was counting, we don't know whether it's kol lechadoshav or lekol lechadoshav. So it's a sofik nefil, so you can't shecht it until you wait till the 8th day. That din, that's a din on the Shulchan Aruch. Is that a din deraisa? Or is that a din derabbanan? That you have to wait 8 days that it should be yotzei mechlal sofik nefil. So the Rambam, so in Yeridei says that it's only a din derabbanan. But in Atera, you assume that it's not a nefil. And I tell you something, if you know that it's loikol lechadoshah, then it is an eifel, yeah. Then the shechita is no good. But if you don't know one way or the other, so what's daf in krichen to be concerned?
You don't go
by rov? Yeah, you go by sarov. That's what most of the Rishonim hold. You go by sarov and the whole chumra waiting. The same thing by the baby, by the human being, that you have to wait 30 days to do pigyon aden, that's a din deraisa. But you have to wait 30 days that it should be yotzei mechlal sofik nefil, the Rambam says that that's only a din derabbanan. It's not a din deraisa. And here the Rambam is mashma that this din by the behemah is a din deraisa. You have to wait till the 8th day. If it's a sof, if you don't know if it's kol lechadoshav or not, you have to wait till the 8th day. The Rambam says you have to wait till the 8th day. We sofik nefil, but if you shechted it within 8 days and you eat it, you won't get malchus. So Rav Soloveitchik said, if it's only, he said his language. He said anyone who is familiar with the lashonis Rambam, that was his. Anyone who is familiar with the lashonis Rambam will know. That means that he holds it's a din deraisa. If the whole din of waiting till the 8th day is only a din of the Rabbanon, so what does the Rambam say? Yeah. If you shechted it within the 8 days and you ate it, you don't get malchus, it's only a sofik. What do you mean it's only with the Rabbanon? Zog, it's only with the Rabbanon? So you see, from the Rambam, he thought that it's really a din deraisa, but it's a sofik. A sofik nefil, it's not a sofik, you don't give any malchus. But in Yeridei, they don't paskin that it's deraisa. In Yeridei, they paskin they're waiting till the 8th day. By Behemah, it's only a din de Rabbanon. So that's what Taisa says on this Gemara. The last line of Taisa on the Gemara. Also, as Beno is only if it was born already, and you shecht the mother with the Vlad separately, it's two shechitas. If you shecht the mother, the Vlad is nita.
Minatera.
Minatera doesn't require.
But Isis Beno would apply?
No. Minatera doesn't need Shechita. The Shechita is not even Chal. Midrabbanan, if Hifris Agabi Kark, if I shech the behemoth and there's an Uber inside. So Minatera, that Uber doesn't need Shechita. And even if it bounces out later and it runs around for 20 years, it doesn't need Shechita.
You said that the reason it's not Mukta is because it's
Mukta B'Shechita Sino.
Can it be you kill that day? Isn't that also
Beno? Minatera does not also Beno. There's a din of Hifris Agabi Karka. If the Vlad jumped out from
so
the mother's. Midrabbanan, there is a din of also Beno. Yeah. If Hifris Agabi Karka. If Lo Hifris Agabi Karka, let's say I shech the mother, and then I see that there's an Uber inside, so I get a goy to kill the Uber, to shoot the Uber, whatever. Then it's no problem, even with the Rabbanon. It's Nita B'Shechita Sim, even the Rabbanon, if it's Lo Hifris Agabi Karka. If the Vlad jumped out from the mother, that's Ben Pekua, the mother's body cracked open and the Vlad came out and is walking around, Hifris Agabi Karka. If the Vlad is walking around, then it's a Maris Ayin. Yeah. Not everybody's going to realize why Vlad that doesn't need Shechita because it's a Ben Pekua. So then, mid the Rabbanon, mitam Maris Ayin, you need Shechita. So then, mid the Rabbanon, there's an Issa Rosabad. That what? That's one opinion in the that's not quoted in the Yeridei. The Pischi Tshuva on the bottom of the page quotes that from the Shittim Kubetzas and Bava Kama. That even though Ben Pekua is Nita B'Shchita Simo, but it needs Nechira Simonim in Atzava. He holds that that's a Din Deraisa. The Shittim Kubetzas quotes such a Shittim. But in the big Rishonim, nobody holds like that at all. Not on the top of the page in Yeridei, nobody quotes that. Rabbi Bezin Olav HaShalom, when he wanted to fahare the boys to see if they knew Yeridei, he always used to ask that shayla, whether Ben Pekua needs Nechira Simonim in Atzam. The Pischei Tshuva quotes it's a Shittim Kubetzes and Bava Kama has a Hifarempes HaTosis Kasha by coming up with this Chiddush, that even though the Ben Pekua is Nita B'Shchita Simoi, but it still needs Nechira Simonim in Atzam and Atzam. The Pashto says that it's certainly not so. Absolutely, certainly not some. It's a chiddush to say like that.
What kind of a din is that? What kind of a din is that?
The Gemara says that Bamidbor, the Hilcha Shchita of Shia, Drasa, Chalada, Hagrama, Viko, all the dinim of Shchita weren't required yet. If you brought to the Mishkan, you need a Shchita. By Kachem, you need a Shchita. But for Chulin, there was no din of Shchita. Only after they crossed over the Yarden. Right. But they're not allowed to eat in Vela. Meisim Eileha is also.
So the Gemara talks about Nechira.
So the Gemara says Nechira was needed. Nechira Simon. That was a din deraisa. Nechira. You had to cut the neck with a saw or something. Uh-huh. Or let's say chickens. Chickens is a machloikis hatanoim and a machloikis harishanim. Where the shchita loifis is menatarim and the rabbonim. Maram Rutenberg in the Rosh, in the end of Yuma, the last page in Yuma, the Rosh Paskins quotes the Maram Rutenberg aloha lamaisa. The shchita loifis is only med the rabbon. Ein shchita loif menatar. So if an oaf drops dead, there's no din of nivla soif tohar. There's a din in the pasuk of nivla soif tohar metameh beis ablia. If there's no din of shchita for oifes, how can it be a din taisis kash and chulin? How can it be a din of nivla soif tohar?
No,
malika is on kachim. Malika is only on oifes of kachim and chatas soif and other soif. But on chulin, there's no din of malika. Malika on chulin is pasuk because it's done with a fingernail that's mechuber. So that's possible in Atar. But on Kochim, that constitutes a Shechita. So Tosis says, so how do you have, if there's no Shechita left in Atar, how can you have a din of Nivela Seif Tosis? So Tosis says, no, you don't need Hilcha Shechita, but you need Nechira Simanim in Atzavar. So there is such a concept of Nechira Simanim in Atzavar by Oifis, if you hold Ein Shechita left in Atar. And there is such a concept by Kodim Shavis Olas Ayardain, the Sartaiva needed Nechira Simanim. Didn't need Shechita, needed Nechira Simanim. The Gemara has the Shaila. What about Avery beside Nechira? They did Nechira in the Midbar. And then they salted it. And then they wrapped it, vacuum packed. And it has Moshe Rabbeinu's signature. Nishchat, Hudaf, and Imlach. Everything Kashalam Hadin. Then they take this piece of flesh. They cross over the yard. And all of a sudden it becomes straight. Moshe Rabbeinu, because we pulled out the rug from under. We changed the rules now. So the Gemara has any bayah in Chulin on Daf Yitzayin. What are Avery beside Nechira? Sheikh Nisi Sol Oretz. Do you say, since it was kosher under Moshe Rabbeinu's Hashgacha, so now you bring it over to the other side, it can't become treif now. But he's saying, no, we changed the rules now, so now we label it as Nevela. What in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu was kosher Lamahajin Menamahajin, now just became Nevela.
The local meat was also kosher. The local meat that they found in there was also kosher.
The one time
no, that the Gemara effect has Akasha. The Gemara says that even Kadli the Hazari was mutter. Yeah. So what's the holy bias? So the Gemara says no. It's only because of the war, and only if you take Mishalahem. Yeah. But if you have your own Kadli the Hazari, then it's not mutter. Only if you take from the Goyim, they're Kadli the Hazari. But the Malayim called Tuva, Shaloi Milesa, goes on the tray for food in the house. The Gemara asked Akasha, what's the holy bay of Rab Zaire?
Yeah,
the Avery beside the Chirish Echnisi Solo Aris is mutter Arasar. Even pork, you can eat pork. Kadle the Hazer is mutter. So the Gemara gives the two terutzim. Only theirs. And only Bishas Melchama. Yeah. Okay, so again. So if you have Egel Shanala Biyantiv, let's return again. Egel Shanala Biyantiv,
okay.
All the Tanoim and all Amoraim say it's okay. That's not a Shaila of Muktze. Why is not a Shaila of Muktze? But it wasn't Eichel. No, it was Eichel. Oil Mutar Agavima. You could have shechted the mother. So it was Eichel before it was born. You could have shechted the mother, would have been Mutar. Aye, but how can Egel Shanala Biyantiv, don't you have to wait 8 days? So the answer is no. Hachamas kina shekal lachadasha. That's what Tosis writes. The last line on the daf.
There is no this tzar bar chayim to shecht b'chayim in the same day when born.
It's always tzar bar chayim to shecht any b'chayim.
Yeah, but
shecht
any b'chayim. Same day just in the
morning. I think it's less tzar. I think like if you do the bris on the baby when he's only 8 days old, so the nervous system is not sufficiently developed, so the baby doesn't feel it as much. If you wait till later, till the baby's later, then it hurts more. So I would imagine the same is true by behemoths, that if you do the shechita earlier, so it'll be less painful. It's always going to hurt. It's always tzar balei chaim, and that's the halacha. You're permitted to do tzar balei chaim letzorach b'nei yodim. The chepa behemoth shalom letzorach b'nei yodim, that's also. But whatever is letzorach b'nei yodim, hunting stam for fun. Yeah, hunting stam for fun. That's what the Pesachei Tshuva quotes in Nedev Yehuda, that you're not allowed to. That's tzar balei chaim. But to hunt for food in order to eat it, so that's the tzorach b'nei yodim.
when you're hunting, there's no shechita.
Well, let's say you trap. I trap an animal, and then I'm going to shecht it. You can't shoot. You shoot the animal, so it's also bachi. Yeah. So again, so the egel shenela beyond the that the Gemara says is not a problem of mukta, it's not a problem of shechita and a nefil. We're talking biyadu shekola chadosh of shai. So that they all agree, all the Tanaim and all Amoraim agree that you're allowed to shecht it today, and you're allowed to eat it. So the Gemara said, why? Because ha'ila muter b'shechita simoy. So Taisus, we discussed last time, Taisus raised the question, why do they have to say ha'ila nita b'shechita simoy? You could have shechted the mother, it would have been a ben pakua. Why did the Gemara say you can stick in a knife inside the mother's womb and shecht the uber while it's inside? A funny kasha, Taisus asks. So Taisus says, because it's so dark there, you can't see anything, so it's like Laila. And there's a Mishnah in Chulin that says that you're not allowed to shecht lechatchili, not allowed to shecht balayla, because he may make nevela. You can't see what you're doing balayla. Unless you have lights on, unless you have candles burning, so then you can see it's okay. The same over here, you can't see anything inside. And this, Taisus has up a funny, we mentioned last time, I think. Taisus quotes Azer Ashvera Gemara. Where they get such an einfav? Who says that you can shecht the uber before it's even born? Where they get such an idea? Taisus says it's only mid the rabbanon you can, because it's so dark you may make it nevela. That's only mid the rabbanon, not the shecht balayla. You may make nevela. It's not a dim in atar. Taisus assumes in atar you may shecht. Do they have any raya? So they quoted a gemara as a raya. That's what we pointed out. Ben pekua nita bi abos imanim. Ben pekua. You can eat it. Whenever you shecht the dam, you need two simonim, the kana and the vesha. The kana is the windpipe, and the vesha is the esophagus, the food pipe. So you have to cut both. In and out, when you shecht the chicken, the Gemara says it's enough if you cut either one or the other. Simon echod. But in the beim, you have to shecht the robe of the kana and the robe of the vesha. You have to shecht shnei simonim. So the Gemara says that ben pekue, when you shecht the mother, is nita bedalit simonim. Optional. You can either shecht the mother's two simonim, and the vlad is nita b'shchita simo. Or you can shecht the vlad zon to simon. So Taisus understood pshat in the Gemara. You can stick a knife in and shecht the uber before it's even born. That's not what it says in the Gemara. Gemara is talking that Ben Pekul was born already. If I shecht the mother was a treifa. If I shecht the mother was a treifa. So the Gemara says the egel shenolad men a treifa is not nita b'shchita simo, because the shchita on the mother didn't help to be mata the mother. So how can it help like dial of amen adin? Hechman tzino the Rashba and the Taras Abai says aloshan hechman tzino tafel chama mena ikir. It's aloshan agamara in Zvachim in the first pair. How can it be that the vlad is nita b'shchita same and the aim is not muta b'shchita? So that can't be. So the Gemara says if you shecht the mother is a treifa, then the uber will be also bachila. So then the Gemara says, if you shecht the uber, all right, after it's born, so it has its own shechita. One opinion in Gemara far found. Since he shechted the mother, so the mother shechita was chala on the vlad, so now the vlad is not nitfas on shechita. But the mother shechita is not going to be mata the vlad bachila, so you're stuck. You have an egel which just doesn't lend itself to shechita. It's already kishochet dami, and it's kishochet in such a way it had a shechita of a treifa. It's not going to help. There's no way to rectify the. You can't eat the vlad. Nothing is going to help. So we don't pass like that. We pass like Raboshia. The Ben Pekua Taisus said Raboshia, I think. No. Yeah. Somebody. I think it's Raboshia. That if Ben Pekua is nita bedalit simon. After it's born, you can shecht it. But the Gemara never said you can shecht it before it's even born. Apella, that's what Taisus somehow understood from that Gemara, that you should be allowed to shecht the uber before it's even born. So the Maharam Shik, the Maharam Shif, has a he'ore on this thesis. He has a harifus. He suggests just two lines. The whole Maharam Shif, just one line. He suggests it should be chaloda. There are five hilchos shechita. Shehiya drasa chaloda hagromi. Chaloda means like this, like a chulda, like a weasel who jumps around from in between the cracks. So here, if you take a knife, let's say you stick the knife in between the corner and the reshet, and you cut in one direction. So you check one of the simonim. Outside. Outwards. You stick the knife in between, then you cut in one direction to cut outwards. So the Gemara says that's the psul shchita, that's called chaloda. The knife was stuck in between the simonim, and then you cut out, that's no good. The Gemara has a shaila. What if the knife was not stuck in between the corner and the reshet? The corner and the reshet are two simonim that are nitfas and shchita. What if I stuck the knife, I pulled out the neck like this, and I have skin and I have a little flesh, but I don't have the kana of the reshet. Now stick the knife in between the fatty skin over here and the cut on the vesh, then I cut backwards. So the knife is like a chulda, it's stuck in between, but it's not in between the two simonim that are nitfas and shchita. It's stuck in between the skin and the fat, which is not nitfas and shchita. Shchita is not chal on that. And in between the two simonim. So the Gemara is not sure. Is that called the psul of chalada or not? Maybe since it's not in between the two simonim kohen vesh, maybe it's not chalada, maybe it is. Then the Gemara has a suffix. What if I wrap a towel around the neck of the animal and I stick a tight collar, and I stick the knife below the towel, in between the collar and the neck? You cannot see the knife, it's covered over. Is that called chalada? What are you saying? No, what's not chalada? That's separate. The towel that I put is separate. And then the Gemara has nachashayla. What if I put a talus on the bame? It's not even tight. What if it's loose? Is that also chalada? Or should I say no? It's loose. That's not chalada. So the Gemara has different gradations of sfeikus about chalada.
Don't you have to take the feathers away and everything? That's also where
you're
going. Take the feathers away. Then it doesn't make a pegima on the sake.
So he did it.
The Gemara has a suffix about the feathers also. Maybe the feathers are chalada. The suffix in the Gemara, maybe the feathers are chalada. So the Maram Shif has a he'ore. He says, if you're going to shecht the uber inside the mother, and the whole mother's body is around it, and the mother is nitfas and shchita, you can shecht the mother separately. So true, the kohen neveshet of the mother nowhere near the kohen neveshet of the uber. The uber is over there in the womb, and the mother's kohen neveshet is by her neck. But still, the shchita on the mother would be mata the mother, so the uber is inside this big animal that's nitfas and shchita on its own. So he tainas a ha'ore, that's the biggest chalod that you can have. I stick a knife and I'm shechting an uber, and the whole knife is surrounded with a whole live animal that is nitfas in its own shchita. So he tainas, maybe that should be an act of chalod. He tainas against the taisis. Taisis can only come up with a chash de rabbanon, that l'chatchili not allowed to shecht balaylo. So if you're shechting the uber when it's inside the mother's body, that's balaylo, because it's so dark, no one can see what's going on over there. It's a chashash that you may make an nevela. So he says, what kind of nevela? What kind of chashash of Vlad? It should be worse than that. It should be some kind of a psul deraisa. The Vlad wasn't even born yet. Ashvera Taisis. The Gemara that they quoted doesn't say it. Bekur Nita B'dal V'simonim doesn't mean that you can shecht it while it's inside. It means after it's born you can shecht. Either way, shechting the mother, shechting on its own after it's born doesn't mean before it's born. Shver the whole Taisis. Anyway, but that's what it says in the Gemara. Good. Ego Shanala B'yantiv. It's not a problem of muktzah, and you can shecht it today if it's biyodua shekol ala chadoshim, so there's no suffix nefil, that is no machlekes. What is the machlekes, Rabbi Shmuel?
What's the whole concept of noilad by muktzah?
Noilad means if
it wasn't there before.
Right, it wasn't oichel before, it became oichel now. Or another kind of noilad, it was Michael Odom Shenishtan Elias Michael Behemi. Before Yontif, before Shabbos, it was chicken that we were going to eat. And then in the middle of Shabbos, middle of Yontif, we ate up all the chicken, we just left with bones. So the bones are Michael Behema now. The dogs will eat it. The people are not going to eat it anymore. So that's Noilat Sheino Gomer. The man that comes down in the middle of Shabbos, it's mamish Noilat Gomer. That would be Muktzah of Noilat Gomer. But if you eat the chickens, or let's say I had a table, in the middle of Shabbos or Yontif, the table breaks. And now it can no longer serve as a table, but it can serve as a serving tray. So I can use this as a different kind of a kli. Or the chair broke, so now it can no longer serve as a chair. I can use it as a stool or something. So it's a different kind of a kli. So if kli A, nishtan aliyah's kli B, or Michael A, nishtan aliyah's Michael B, so that's noilat sheina gomer. So the Gemara says that's a machlekes of Yudah Reb Shimon, whether that's muktzah or not. So here the Gemara says this is not noilad at all. This egel shenoilad biyontav is not noilad. What is it now? It's maicheladim. I could, even before it was born, I could have shechted the mother. Could have been also maicheladim. Could have been nita b'shchita simas. Yontav. We're talking yontav. Not an egel shenoilad b'shabbos. Egel shenoilad biyontav. And the mother is aymed lachilas. I could have shechted the mother. And the Vlad would have also been maicheladim. So now that the Vlad was born on yontav, I'll shecht the Vlad. I'll be muta b'shchita satsmo. So that the Gemara says there's no mukta, there's no noilad, there's no problem. The problem comes in with the Efroyach Shenor L'Biyontav. Efroyach Shenor L'Biyontav is mamish like a Yesh Mayayim. Before it cracked open the shell, it wasn't Michael Odom. Even the Goyim wouldn't want to eat. Who's going to eat a little Efroyach before it's fully developed? It's not yet a chick, except it's in the formation stage. So when Efroyach is never L'Biyontav, that should be like mamish mon falling down from heaven. They should be like what the Gemara said, Mayabi Ivo Mivla Bliya, that Gemara in Erevin, that this is quoted on the first daf. The Gemara had a Havamina, which was rejected. The Gemara had a Havamina that when it rains on Shabbos the Yontav, so the water in the clouds was in the state of gas, Mivla Bliya, the Mayabi Iva, the water in the clouds is Mivla Bliya, it's considered Balua, it's in the state of gas, so it doesn't count. So if it rains on Shabbos, the water should be Mukta, should be Noilat Gomer. The Gemara says, we don't say like that. When it rains on Shabbos, the water is not mukta. That's a brisa in the Gemara in Erev. The Gemara had a havmina like that, that it should be mukta because it's nerlat gomer. So that's what the Gemara says over here. The afresh and nerlat biyontif should be mukta gomer. How can you have a machloikis hatanoim and a machloikis amaroi? So the Gemara comes up with a new svara, hoil umate ratzma b'shchita. This is mamish mukta gomer. And nonetheless, I say, since shchita wouldn't be effective on the efrayach before it broke out, on the chick before it broke out, let's say the hen is sitting on the eggs, and it's taking too long till the egg, I think it takes 21 days. Well, it's taking too long till it hatches. So I have no gedul. So I chase away the hen, I crack open the egg, and I have a little chick, shvach. It's a loikol hadosha. And I shech the chick. So the din is that it's an avela. It's no good. It's like I'll take a vlad that's like called a behemoth.
The eyes are not open either.
Oh, the eyes open, that's what Tesis quote. That's a machlokes hatanoim. That's a machlokes hatanoim on Amid Beis. The Gemara has on Amid Beis, around 20 lines from the top. It says, Tana Rabbanon, Efrech Shenolot B'yonta Fosser, Rab Lezer B'yayin Kefeima, Af B'chol Lasser L'Fishlein Ispatchu Eino. So the Tanakhama says, it's only a problem on Muktzan Yontif. Tanakhama holds that it's a problem on Muktzan Yontif, but on the weekdays there's no problem. You can shecht it the minute that it's born. Rav Lezer Miyankov holds, no, not only is it a problem on Yontif because of Muktze, af b'cholos, el official and his patrenov, you have to wait till it opens its eyes. So here there's a big shaila, how do we paskin? Usually we say, yochid v'rabim halocha kirabim. So we should pass like the Tanakhama. Rav Lezer Miyankov is alone shita. He's all alone over here. Other Rishonim quote, but the Gemara has in other places. The Gemara is describing each one of the uniqueness of each one of the Tanaim. So the Gemara writes a lashon. Rav Lezer ben Yankif, Mishnas Rav Lezer ben Yankif, Kav ben Oki. Kav means it's very little. He's not quoted so often. He doesn't have so much to say in all of Shas. But whenever he has so much to say, is Noki. It's very good. So that expression means that we usually that we pass like Rav Lezer ben Yankif. So the shaila is Mishnas Rav Lezer ben Yankif Kavanoki. That's when it doesn't say if anybody agrees or disagrees. So whenever he opens his mouth, we pass like him. But what if we know that the rabbim disagree? Here we have a brisa where it's recorded. Rav Lezer ben Yankif Oimer, he's disagreeing with the Tanakhama. Tanakhama represents the rabbim because it doesn't have anybody's name on the Tanakhama. So that's the rabbim. So that's a machlokes harishonim. How do you deal with these two klolim? When you have, on the one hand, Mishnas Rav Lezer Miyankov Kavanoki, on the other hand, Yochid V'Rabim Halacha Kirabim, the which klol takes precedence? So they put here the letter base. Rav Lezer Miyankov Ema Af B'Cholos, it sounds like he passed like Rav Lezer Miyankov. You look in the letter base, he tells you, look in the Rif and the Ramam, the like Rav Lezer Miyankov. That we don't pass like Rav Lezer Miyankov. He put the letter on the wrong. I don't know what the Chachman was. He should have put it on the Chachamim, yeah. Because the Chachamim don't say which way. The Chachamim didn't say Beferish about the weekdays.
This so letter is an added one.
Added, it's in brackets,
yeah.
Rabbi Shai Berlin, yeah. Rabbi Shai Berlin added on. And the Masoras HaShas also here. Hey, take a look on Vav Amid Beis and the Masoras HaShas on the side. So as Marmikoyim, so some of them here it says Shabbos Kuf Lamed Vav Chulin Nun Aleph. Then it says Tosept in brackets. Then it says Liel Daf Lamed in brackets. Then it says Chulin Samach Dalet not in brackets. Then it says Liel Daf Beis in brackets. So whatever it's in brackets, it was added on by Rabbi Shai Berlin. And whatever is not in brackets was written earlier, before the days of the Ramah, in the early 1500s, by Rabbi Shua Boaz. It has it on the first page. Rabbi Shai Berlin was a contemporary to Nadi Behuda. In the late 1700s, and Rabbi Shua Boaz was in the early 1500s. The Ramah quotes the Shilta Giborim on the side of the Rif is by the same author, Rabbi Shua Boaz. He did the Ayin Mishpat Ner Mitzvah with the Masoras HaShatz and the Torah Or. He gave all these Marmikam. So whatever he didn't write was added on by Rabbi Shai Berlin over 200 years later in the brackets. So this base in brackets on Davov and base, this was added on later. Yeah, it was added on by Rabbi Shai Berlin. It says it on the first page, the whole history. Here it has the whole thing. On the top. Whatever is Bechatzoi Ribua was added on by Rabbi Shaya Berlin. The Vilna Gaon's great-grandfather wrote the Be'er HaGoyla on the Shulchan Aruch.
Yeah.
Right. Mar Mekoymus. And then the Be'er HaGro is adding on to the Be'er HaGoyla. When you read the Be'er HaGro, you have to first read the Be'er HaGoyla, and then the Be'er HaGro is adding on to that. So over here, there's a Machlokes HaRishonim. Which klal takes precedence? Whether you pass like Rav Lezer Miyankiv here, despite the fact that he's the Yochid, because Mishnah Sof Lezer Miyankiv Kamenokia, no, we pass from Yochid and Al-Machlam. The Taz has a problem in Yeridei. It's a steer in the Rosh Gufa. Either yes, kind of. The Rosh in Beitza writes one way, and the Rosh in Chulin writes like here. It's a steer in the Rosh. So the Taisus on Amen Aleph, the little Taisus on Vav Amen Aleph writes a fresh and early Beyontiv. So Taisus, the little Taisus near Loimar, the Yisrami, it happened. Shiniftachu Einov Hayom. That the same day that the Efrach was born, opened its eyes. The loin iftachu einav, because if not so, kaimalon we paskin the afila becholos. So Taisus is paskining like Rav Lezer ben Yankiv. That's not the way we paskin in Yerideya. Yerideya, we don't paskin like this. Yerideya, the Shach writes that in the name of the Beis Yosef that Rov Harishanim paskin against Taisus. Rov Harishanim paskin like the Chachamim, Yochid v'ra malach kiram against Rav Lezer ben Yankiv. That's our Rov HaRishonim. And Taisvis, and one day in the Rosh, usually represents the Shittus Balei HaTaisvis. Here there's a steer in the Rosh, the Rosh in Chulin against the Rosh in Beitza. That's not a problem. So that's the Machlekes Satanoim here. Here there's a Hagos HaShri on the side of the Rosh. On this Gemara, there's a Hagos HaShri, there's a Tshach quotes, the Beis Yosef quotes it, the Tshach quotes it in Yerideya, on this Simen, about the Simen of Ephroya. So he comes up with a new, he quotes a Rabbeinu Yoel, one of the Balei HaTaisvis, that if an Ephroyach is born and it doesn't have the big feathers on the outside, you can't shecht it. You have to wait till it gets the big feathers, otherwise you're right, Rabbeinu Nisar, Sheret HaSheret HaLoritz. Where did that come from? So the Taz says, where did that come from? There's no such Gemara. Why did he invent his own thing? So the Taz says, he thinks that that's another way of saying this Patru Eino. A similar dover to know whether it opened its eyes or not, so Rabbeinu Yoel Zog, the Metzius, if it developed feathers on the outside, then be Yoduash in his Patreino. If it didn't develop the feathers, not. Because what did he invent? A new cloud. Has to develop a Notzer Gedol on the outside. So he thinks that sheet in Hagos HaShri is paskling like the Taisus, paskling like Rav Lezer ben Yankiv, that you have to have this Patreino. And a similar dover is if it has the Notzer on the outside. Yeah. If the Shach does not take it like that. The Shach says that even though we paskin like the Chachamim against Rav Lezer ben Yankiv, but still you got to have the notes of Gedol on the outside because there's a new din. And the Taz didn't have a Shach, obviously. The Taz was before, a little older than the Shach. He just writes, he doesn't think that that's a new thing, a new din. A new din? Where did Agos Asher invent a new din? He says he thinks that that's identical with Rav Lezer ben Yankiv Shiach. So Nachamal, so what's the machlekes over here? If you have an Ephroyach, if I crack open the egg, I don't give the Ephroyach a chance to break out on its own with the full 21 days. I crack open the egg prematurely, and then I'll shech the Ephroyach. It's a little wobbly. So that's like a baby that's born prematurely, and then it dies, so you don't observe Abelis, Rahman al-Islam Sashem. You don't observe Abelis. You say it was an Epho. It was never really alive. If it's like Kolol HaChadoshah, it was never considered alive in the first place. That's a shaila. Let's say a baby is born prematurely. So if it dies within 30 days, so one doesn't observe it. What if it dies after 30 days? The din of 30 days, waiting 30 days, that's if it's a stam vlad.
A question.
You don't know if it was kol hadoshim, it's not kol hadoshim. So you don't know. So if you wait 30 days, it's beyond. What if I know it's premature? A vlad, a baby was born prematurely. That's shaila, what's called premature. So yeah. In the Gemara, there's a machlokes amaroyim. Is it the beginning of the ninth month, or do you have to have a full 9 months? Your led is letisha. Whether your led is limit kutoin, is that normal to be born in the middle? Katua means in the middle of the ninth month, or do you say no? Your led is letisha, any your led is limit kutoin. That's a machlokes. That's a machlokes in the Rishonim. Which opinion to accept? Machlokes is the Rambam and the Ramban. The Ramon, the end of Eben Ezer, writes, whatever it was, Bizmana Gemara, but Bizmana Ezer for sure, it's absolutely normal that a woman gives birth in the middle of the ninth month. He quotes from one of the late Rishonim, the Rashbates. The Rashbates writes that whatever was in this Madagamar, maybe it was abnormal to give birth in the middle of the ninth month, but Zman is Anishtanavat Tvoim. So today, for sure, it's perfectly normal that a Yoledes Letisha is Yoledes Lemikatan. So let's say a woman gives birth in the middle of the ninth month, after the beginning of the ninth month. So the Ramot Paskins La Alocha, that's called a Vlad Bar Kayama. That's called Kodaloch Hadoshev. So even if such a baby should die within 30 days, one would have to observe Avelis. That's Kodaloch Hadoshev. The whole din of 30 days is only if you don't know.
Woman.
Right, that's where the Ramah has it. A woman dies, a man dies, and he has no children. But his wife is pregnant. And then she gives birth to a baby in the middle, let's say she has aggravation from the death of the husband, and she has early labor, and she gives birth to a baby in the middle of the ninth month, and then the baby dies 3 days later. So she gave birth in the middle of the ninth month. She'd be called the Nephil. Nephil means it was never alive. So never alive. So then it's like the husband died and he leaves no descendants. So then you have to have chalitza. So the Rabbah is mata the woman to remarry without chalitza. He says, Bizman hazeh, it's absolutely normal that the Yoledes Letisha Yoledes Lemikutoyim, that the woman gives birth in the middle of the, any time after the beginning of the ninth month. So this is called Biyadusha Kolala Chadoshim. It's Kolala Chadoshim. So Kolala Chadoshim, you don't have to wait 30 days. So that's the klal. If it's kol, whatever kol hadasha means, by the name or by the chayah, by the odom, you have to decide when is it called full term. So if it's kol hadasha, you don't have to wait the 30 days. For the pidyon haben, you do have to wait. For the korbanos, you do have to wait. But you don't have to wait the 30 days or the 8 days to be mevara that it's yotam mechalal sofik nefil. So if it's biyadusha kol hadasha, you don't have to wait 30 days. If it's a sofik, if it's kol hadasha vanat, then you have to wait 30 days. What if it's vadai loy kol hadasha? So then it doesn't help to wait 30 days. So what do you have to have then?
Yeah, 21.
So then the Gemara says you have to wait till he reaches the age of... Rav Shneisov is a different
thing.
Rav Shneisov is a person doesn't have Shtei Sairas. You have to wait till Rav Shneisov. Yeah. No, but here the Gemara, 20. I think, says 18 or 20. I'm not 20 sure. 20. 20. Gemara in Yivam is Dafpei. So I think the Gemara Taka says 20. Mara says if a Vlad was born prematurely, vaday lekol hadash, not a suffix, vaday lekol hadash. So the Gemara says
8 months.
Yeah. So how long do you have to wait? So the Gemara says on that pay your moms, you have to wait till the age of 20.
How did it?
For everything to be mitzarf into a minion. Maybe he's not alive. Maybe he's a mace. Oh, so the Chazanish, right? Now what about Bizman Azeh that they put the baby in an incubator? Yes. An incubator is the same as inside the mother, and then the doctors release the baby from the hospital and they tell you this is a normal baby like all the babies. So he says, Dos heis kol hadasha. The incubator is kol hadasha.
The din of 7 months and 8 months doesn't apply now.
No, it does apply, but if they put it in an incubator,
that's mashlim in the same day.
So that's kol hadasha. So I remember many years ago I said this over in Shia, and then I said jokingly, I said over the Chazanish, then I said jokingly that the Minchas Yitzchak by Diane Weiss, again on Adam Goldberg, on Ungarish, a different style in Psak, a different style in Drush, a different style in Hashkof, everything different. So the Minchas Yitzchak chepes the Chazanish. So he says, who gave him permission to disagree with the Gemara? The Gemara doesn't say anything about incubators, so he's not Gervis, the incubator story. He says, it didn't still apply to Bizman Hazeh. That the baby's born prematurely. So he's still a Suffolk Naval till he's 20 years old.
So he goes against the Ramu.
No, the Ramu says that Bizman Hazeh, if the baby's born into the ninth month, that's Kolal HaKadosh. What if the baby's born in the eighth month, right? So I said over the Chazanish, and then I said jokingly, Min Haskins, and I was laughing. As I said, I thought it was a joke. What do you mean? Of course the Chazanish is right. If they put the baby in an incubator, that's Mashma missing. So there was one boy in the class, I didn't know. He told me 2 years later, he was 18 years old. He said he started to sweat because he was born prematurely and he was only around 18 and a half or so. So he thought he was going to die. He's a Suffolk Nephil. So a year and a half go by, still in my shiur. Then on his 20th birthday, he comes over to me and he tells me, Baruch Hashem, he's alive. He's alive. He says he was so petrified. He was frightened for a year and a half that he's a Suffolk Nephil. I said, I was joking. So he said, he took it seriously. He didn't realize it. I was joking. He thought, Machloik is the Chazanish. Well, it is. No, Machloik is the Chazanish and Min Chasitzlach. But I don't think the sides are even. I think the Chazanish is a little bigger than the Minhas.
Those facts about 8 months or 7 months, where did the Chazal get it, that an 8 months or it could have been, it was assumed from
the Goyish doctors. Yeah.
So maybe the Goyish doctors at that time were wrong.
Could be they were wrong. Yeah. No, but the fact that the Gemara has a machleika is it normal for a baby to be born in the middle of the ninth month or not? So obviously the ruba of the baby was born after a full 9 month pregnancy. And
right.
Manazed, the Ramah says, in the last few centuries, it's very normal for the babies to be born. So that's what the Ramah quotes. That's for sure. Nishtana Atzvan. So clearly, something changed over there. We know a lot of things did change. From the days of the Gemara till Bismanazed, a lot of things changed. In the days of the Gemara, it was normal like this, and then Bismanazed, it's normal the other way.
That's the more active. The more active.
Whatever the hesber is, there's some hesber.
Don't sit at home like you have to go.
Yeah, that's for sure. There's some hesber. So getting back again. So Nachamol.
Suffolk about to be 18 years old, and did he have a bris milah?
Yeah, of course.
Not have a bris milah, even if he goes to Suffolk, he might live or not.
The moyel probably should not say a bracha. If you all like the Minchas Yitzchak, that the baby may be dead till he's 20 years old. So when the moyel did the bris before he was 20, so you shouldn't say a bracha. The Gemara says, what if the eighth day, such a baby who's a suffering an eifel till the age of 20, the Moel does the bris, what if he does the bris, let's say, on Shabbos? What if the Mila Bizman is on Shabbos? So the Gemara says, that's okay. Aye, how is it Deicha Shabbos? The Gemara says, Miman of Shabbos. If he's dead, Mechatech Basa Diyalma. There's no Malacha to cut up a dead body. Mukhtze, that's okay. No, the Gemara says, maybe it doesn't count. Maybe the breathing doesn't mean anything. The Gemara says, if he's alive, if he's the Bar Kayama, so the Mila B'zman is Decha Shabbos. And if he's an Eifel, so there's no Malacha, there's no Netilus and Shama. He's dead anyway. There's no Netilus and Shama, there's nothing, it doesn't count. That's the Gemara. Yeah. So Nachamal, so again, so if you have the Efroyach, let's say the hen is sitting on the eggs, and we have to wait till they develop. If someone is in a rush, and he goes and he cracks open, he doesn't wait till the 21st day, till a chick comes out naturally. He rushes ahead and he breaks open the egg and he takes the chick with his shvach and he shechts it. That's like a baby is born prematurely. However, you'll define premature. It's like a baby is born prematurely, so that has the status. So here also, if I'll crack open the egg and I'll shech the Efrayach koidem zmanu, I didn't give it a chance to be fully developed. So then it'll be an availer. It'll be an isa deraisa to eat it. The machlokes satanaim, ablezim yagna chachamim, you waited till it was kolach hadasha by the egg. And you waited, it was born the right time. But then you have to still wait further till nispat chayinam. So that's the machlokes and that's the shayla how we pass. So the Gemara says we should really say that this Efroyah should be like a Yeshmeyayin. This should be like a Noilat Gomer. Efroyah Shenoyla Biyontif was not Niter Agavimah before. It wasn't Michael Adam, it wasn't Michael Bema, it was nothing. I should really declare that it should be Mukta Gomer. So my time, how can there be a Tana? How can there be an Amira? How can there be a Machlekes that somebody holds that it's Mutsa? So the Gemara comes up in a new Svar. Hoyle Materatzma Bishchite, Vasudas. It probably means like this, just to give a mashal, the hilchus mechitza for Shabbos, what constitutes a mechitza to make the area enclosed into Rishus HaYochid is not 100% the same as what constitutes a doifen for Sukkah. Not exactly 100% the same. There is slight chilukim. So the Gemara says, sometimes you can make a Sukkah that's koshen hilchus Sukkah, but it's no good for hilchus Shabbos. It's not a Rishus HaYochid. But for Shabbos, in the middle of Sukkot, yes, it's good. Hoyel, the Gemara says, Migad habidai from the Sukkot, habidai from the Shabbos. So the same thing, let's say sometimes you can make a mechitza that's good for Hilchas Shabbos, but in Hilchas Sukkot, the halacha doesn't recognize it as a daifin. Yeah. So the Gemara says, Migad habidai from the Shabbos, habidai from the Sukkot. The Gemara says it works in either direction. Even though Shabbos is more chomer than Sukkot, the Gemara says the migu works mikilta lachamirta, mechamirta lekilta. It works migu da habidai from the Shabbos, habidai from the Sukkah, migu da habidai from the Sukkah, habidai from the Shabbos. Works either way.
So there's such a similar concept over here. There, Gufud's very strange.
Yeah.
The Ran over there asks, well, why should, why? Zelachud is Zelachud. Hilchas Shabbos is separate. Hilchas Sukkah is separate. Why should I say just because Migud, just because the Halacha accepts it over here, so today, since I accepted it for that, who said I accepted it for this? The Gemara doesn't give any heads. The Gemara just says that lashon. The Gemara just says that lashon. Nida abidei from the Shabbos, abidei from the Sukkah, Migud abidei from the Sukkah, abidei from the Shabbos. It's the same over here. Before you can begin to shecht in Ephraya, it has to have a shame oif. If you crack open the egg too early, and you take out the chicken, you shecht it, the shechita won't be chal. It's like kol hachadosh, it's considered a nefil. So you have to wait till Ephraech is noilad. So when Ephraech is noilad, then it gets a shame Ephraech, then it gets a shame Basar, then it gets a shame Oichel, then there's what to begin to discuss. You can do a shechita now. So the Gemara says, Hoyol amate ratzma b'shechita, since the latest Ephraech gives it a shame, it's a shame hachonet. It's a shame achon in hilchas shechita, right? The natural leida.
Yeah,
if I crack open the shell too early, tignish. The natural leida of the chick when it comes out is machshirit. Is an act of hechshir b'dei shamayim. It happens by itself. It's machshirit for shechita. So hoyle mater ratzma b'shechita. Since it's a mater to allow you to do shechita on it, so it's a mater for the din of mukta also. Everybody agrees should be mukta gomor. The Frech Shanar Labiyant of all the Tanoim and all Amoraim should have agreed that it really should have been Mukta Gama. But half of the Tanoim and half of the Amoraim came up with this new svar of Migud Havi Matel Shchita Havi Matel Mukta also.
It's better than the egg. It's better than the egg.
The egg didn't have anything that was
Matel.
It was Matel.
Yeah. It becomes edible.
Yeah. So the egg, the Beitush and all, there's going to be Muktzah. We had a whole discussion why.
Yeah.
And the Frech Shenoylat, so half of the Tanakh, we don't pass like this. We pass from the Frech Shenoylat beyond to this Muktzah.
Yeah.
That you don't hold from the Svar of Halamat Eratzma B'Shchit. But half of the Tanoim and half of the Amoraim held like that. That is Tzadin from Migra Shveres Svar. They're in Suke Gufas Ashveres Svar. So that's what the Amoraim said over here.
That
makes make a mukta
go.
Yeah. There's a very shver. There's an arsameach here. He says if it was mamish nothing before, and then it came into existence ayantim, then there's no din of mukta. We're used to thinking no, that makes it mukta mamish. He wants to say that that's what it means. It doesn't fit into the words.
All about the
ratzman. Nothing.
Yes, they came.
Yeah. Whatever comes, yesh meyayim, may be evil, may be blia. That's the highest level of mukta. That's he wants to knock it off. Shverigimor, we don't pass like this, mandala. We pass in the other ways. It's leichter. The way we pass in is leichter. Okay. Now the Gemara on base. In the middle, and Davov on the base in the middle, after this, Rav Lezer B'Yankif and the Chachamim, so the Gemara quotes a memra. Omer Rav Huna, Omer Rav. The line begins. Omer Rav Huna, Omer Rav. Rav has a memra. Beitza im Yitzyosa Nigmara. The Goinim, there's a Chuvas HaGoinim that Rav had Esamili the Chasidusa. So one of the Midas Chasidus was Lasach Sich Betela Miyomo. But Rav was Machmer. No one's allowed to talk Sikha B'Tayla, but what was the Midas Chasidus of Rav? Even when he spoke in learning, he wouldn't, like Kagan Vata, he wouldn't say an extra word. He just says a statement, and he doesn't explain what he's talking about. And Allah, he doesn't explain. The Mara has that Rav, whenever he thinks the same member twice. The Mara will ask, what did Rav say? For the Hamara Rav Chodazim, he already said it. I say the same Shir 100 times. Every year I say the same shir in the yeshiva, whether we're learning Baba Kamra, Gitna, Kedusha, Shabbos, everything, whatever we're learning, I say the same shir in a different arrangement. Just the same topics come up in a different arrangement. The Rav would never repeat the same shir twice. It's not strange. So the Gemara Shef is a Rav. He said it 12 years ago. So he's not allowed to say again the same shir. That's it. Even in learning, he wouldn't say. So the Gemara over here quotes the memory of Rav, and we don't know what he's driving at. Beitzah. When the egg comes out from the hen, then it gets the chalashem beitzah. But it gets to what?
Yeah.
What does it mean? Fake bigamaya. What is he driving at? If you mean like this, every egg starts off as being fleshig. The chicken is the fleshig. So the egg starts off as a piece of flesh. Then it reaches a stage in development when it becomes part of it. all eggs are parva. The Tosis quotes the Tosis Dibra Maschol Beitzim here on the bottom of the daf. Tosis quotes a Gemara in Erev in Daf Samach Beis. That the Gemara says a person shouldn't paskin a shaila b'mokam rabbi, even if the Talmud is a musmak, the Talmud is a Talmud Chacham himself. You shouldn't paskin a halacha b'mokam rabbi because it won't work out well. It won't work out. Afila beisa bekutche, even a shaila to cook an egg in a milachig meichel. When is the egg milachig and when is the egg part of it? And when is the egg still fleishig? If the egg is still fleishig, you're not allowed to cook it with kutach, because kutach is milchik. And if the egg is already part of it, then you're allowed to. So even to pass on such an elementary child, little children know that. You ask a child, you shouldn't. The Talmud shouldn't pass him a makam rabba because it'll be lo yistayim milsa. Min hashamayim he may be nichshol, the Gemara says. So the Gemara gives that as an example of a most elementary shaila. When is the egg fleishig? And when does the egg become part of it? So Tosis asks, why is it so elementary? There's going to be a whole sugya over here. And Yeridaya, this sugya is 2 pages long. The sugya became twice as big because there's so many shittas in Yeridaya. And Simon Pei Zion about this. But that's the Gemara's example of a most elementary shayla. When is the egg still fleshing? And when does it become part of it? So the Gemara... The only fleshing on the chicken itself is only by the Rabbanan. Okay. That's how we pass it. Right. That the sarait b'chol of itself is only midi rabbanan, so this shaila is a double midi rabbanan. Okay, good. So the Gemara wants to know what is Rav driving at. He says beitzer when it's born, then it's nigmara. My, what is he referring to? My mitzios and nigmara. If you should say what he means is mitzios and nigmara materus leach lebechol. When does the egg become parva? Only when it's born, when the hen lays the egg. The kozman, the egg, is still inside the hen. It didn't come out yet. Hold the meima. Asur liach lebechalav. It's still fleshig. Frank the Gemara, how can that be? The hen, when the hen lays the egg, it already has a whole shell around it. An hour before the hen lays the egg, it already has a whole shell. So if I'll shech the hen and I'll find a full leg inside that has a whole shell around it, that's still fleshig. The Gemara says that's ridiculous. It can't be that Rav says you have to wait till it's born, till it bakes a shenolda. Vatanya, we have a brisa that says not so. Hashechet is a tiny goylus. Hashech the hen. Omotz v'beitzim gemuras, and I find eggs inside. Mutoris liochle mecholov. They're parave. They're not fleshig anymore, even though it wasn't born yet. So it cannot be that that's what Rav is discussing. Hello? So the Gemara goes weiter. What is the din? So on this halacha, on this one line, this is a whole literature in Yeridaya. This brisa says, "Hashech the hen umotzba beitzim gemurais full." What's heis gemurais? What's full? Oh, so most of the rishonim say it doesn't mean with the shell. Here, Rashi writes. Ooh, Rashi is all the way up. Rashi's in the middle of the amud. Beitzim gemurais afilu beloy klipa levana doesn't need a white shell. The chelmon is the yolk of the egg, and the chelbon is the white around the yolk of the egg. So Rashi says the yellow is full. A chelmon levado gomur. I remember years ago, my mother used to buy the chicken, so sometimes there'll be eggs inside. So that's what Rashi's talking about. A chelmon levado gomur, there's no white, and for sure there's no white shell around it. They're just the yellow. The yolk of the egg is complete. The afal pishamura dain the gidden. And even though this yolk of the egg is still attached with veins, blood veins, holding it on to the rest of the chicken, so the Tanakama holds that it's still part of it. How do you know that the Tanakama is Mekel Afilu Mu'ura Begidin? So he says, Kedila Kamon, as the Gemara will indicate on the next daf, Midipalag Rab Yankif Alei, because the Tana Rab Yankif disagrees with the Tanakama. The Yomar Rab Yankif says, M'hai Mu'ura Begidin Asuris. Where's Rab Yankif over here somewhere? Here. Gufo. Here, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. The fifth white line. The fifth white line on Zainam and Al Gufa, they quote back this price. Shechres Satan Gerlis and Motza Babetim Gemuris Matoris Liachle Mecholov. The egg is Paravir. Yankif Aymerab. Yankif disagrees with the Tanakama. It's not true. He's Machmer. Imhoi Ma'ur is Begidin. Asuris. Even though it's a Beitza Gemura, if it's still attached by the blood vessels to the chicken, It's still us. It calls man that is more begin is fleshy. When it's no longer more begin, then it becomes part of it. That's Rabbi Yankov. And Tanakam says, even though it is more begin, if it's gemurais, mutale up lemachal. So Rashi teaches muris means chelmon. That the yolk, the yellow is complete. And Yeridaya, they don't, Mechaba doesn't pass like Rashi, pass like the Rashba. But you have to have chelmon with the chelbon. You have to have the white should also be complete. You don't have to have the klipa. You don't have to have the klipa, but you have to have the chelmon with the chelbon. Yeah. And then there are more shittas. And Yeridaya, there are more shittas. So what's the halacha? You reach a stage when the egg is first developing inside the hen, it's fleshing. It's fleshing is the hen. The hen is only fleshing with the rabbanon. Okay, so the egg is going to be fleshing with the rabbanon. It's beitzos and gemoisa. The beitzos is considered a shtick flesh from the chicken. And then it will reach a stage in development, and that's the different shitas in the Tanoim. Is it with the yolk alone? Is it with the yolk with the white? Is it with the yolk with the white with the shell? There's another shita. Beitz and Gmuris means with the klipa kosher Gmuris. There is such a shita. And then another shita is you need dafke enamuris begidden. So the four logical possibilities. What's called? When does it cross over? When is it no longer considered kipsara? And when does it become independent, that it's a part of it? The Taisus has this famous kasha, that's what he pointed out before. The Taisus Beitzim, there's a big shach in Yeridaya, has a big spiel about this Taisus. This is a famous. Beitzim Gemurais, Taisus Hata Kasha. There is a Mishnah in Adius where there's a machlokes b'shame b'silom. A man shechts a hen, and he slipped and he made an avela, farfar. So he made the hen an avela. So the shaila is, what about the Beitzim inside the hen? Let's have a hen that's a trefa. A hen has a broken leg in such a way that it's a trefa. And then the hen lays eggs. So all, that's a question, is that physically possible? Whether trefa your leg is a trefa and your legs. That's a question in the Gemara. Physically, is that possible that a hen that's a trefa should lay eggs? Is that possible? Or behemoth is a trefa, can it give birth to a blood? So that's a question in the Gemara. So on the assumption that it is possible, so will a beitza be muta? So that's a din. No, a yotzim and aser is aser. Let's say have a pig gives off milk. So the milk from the pig is aser. Let's say an ostrich lays an egg. Yeah. So the pasuk says basayana. Basayana is lerabis beitza seiftomi. So beitza seiftomi is aser, and beitza shreifa is aser. Not only an oiftomi, an eagle egg, even a hen lays an egg, but the hen is a treifa. So it's the same as an eagle. So the egg is also aser. Or a behemoth tamei gives off milk, so whatever as the yotzim and aser is aser. So that we know. If I have a hen that's a trefah and it gives off an egg, so all the eggs are aser. All the eggs are yotzim and aser is aser. What if I shecht a hen and I slipped and I made it an avela? I didn't do the shechita properly, and I shecht in such a way that I made it an avela. So the whole besar ha tarnagoilas will be also bachila. What about the eggs that are inside the tarnagoilas? So I should say it depends. If it's nigmaru and it's parave, that means that it's not no longer dina kibasar. So the dina veil is only chal on the besar nevela. If this is not basar, let's say the feathers, I shech the behemah, I shech the knife, and I made it a nevela, or trefa. So the feathers are not also. The feathers are not besar. Let's say, behemoth drops dead. So the teeth are not besar, ha-nevela. The hair on the animal is not besar. Only besar nevela is also. So let's say I shecht a hen dies by itself. Either hen dies by itself, or I killed it, or I shechted it, or I slipped, and made it a nevela. So the hen is nevela, the whole besar ha'of is nevela. What about the eggs inside? So if the beitzos are kimosar, if the beitz is dina kibosar, then it's besar nevela, so it's also. If it's no longer beitzos are kimosar, if we would consider such a beitz as being parve, then it should be mutter. So there's a Mishnah in Adius where there's a machlekes b'shamay b'silo. The Mishnah in Adius lists off all of the rare instances where the b'silo is mekel. Where the Beishamah is Machmer and the Beishamah is Mekel. So this is one of the cases. I have a Tanagolis as a Nevela, and I find Beitz and Gemurais Shekimoison and Keres Bashuk. I find inside the Tanagolis Nevela eggs with a hard skin, with a hard shell, with a Klipa Gemura around it. So the Beis Shammai says, Mutter, what's Ken Zayn? It's not Dina Kibasan anymore. If Kemoisen and Keres Bashuk, that's for sure Parva. So it's Parva is not Dina Kibasan. So how can you say that it has a Din Basar Nevela? And the Beis Hillel will say that it's still awesome. Why did the Beis Hillel say it's still awesome? So it must be that they hold that up until later, it's Kemoisen. It's Dina Kibasan up until, like we thought, Rav said, Beitz Nimitziosa Nigma. Until it's born,
it's still part of the chicken.
It's still part of the chicken is Dina Kibasa. So why did the Gemara reject it so quickly? It cannot be Benegir to Fleishig versus Parva. Why? Because we have the Din is that Beitz and Gemura. Beitz and Gemura is Mutaros Lechol Mechalov, even though it's Mura Begidden. But what happened to the Beis Hillel Shita? They said, like Rav said, that up until the time that the Beitz is Nolda, even though Beitz and Gemura, Shekemoisen and Keres Bashuk. It says Shehanet Kliposa Kosher has a hot shell on the outside, the same way they sell it in the stores. Kemoisen and Keres Bashuk. So Beis Hillel Oisrim. So how can it be? Beis Hillel Oisrim that it's still Dina Kibasar. When they get to Nevela, here we say it's not Dina Kibasar. When they get to Basar B'Cholom, that's Taisus Kasha. That's Taisus Kasha. So in Taisus Kasha, the Rishonim have three terutz. Taisus has two terutzim, and the Yireim has another terutz. So the first Taisus gives is, that's what you pointed out, first Taisus says, it's not a question, there's a machloikis obviously, at what point does it cease to be Dina Kibosa, and it starts to be Parva, no longer Dina Kibosa. So the whole issue of Basa B'cholov on chicken is only the Rabbanon to begin with, so there you can be Mekel, you don't have to be Machmas so much. So as long as it's a Beitza Gemura with Chel Bone or Chel Mon, one or the other, whatever is enough. Nishmuchu, you have to be Machmas so much.
Beitza Gemura or Chel Mon, or it has to have a shell.
No, Rashi, four different shitas. What's the Rashi says Chel Mon alone, the yolk alone. And in Yeridaya, the Mechaber Paskins like the Rashba against Rashi, you have to have Chel Bone with Chel Mon. And a third sheet is that you have to have Klipa Rakon. And then the fourth sheet is Rabbi Yankif, and some Rishon and Pasen like Rabbi Yankif, that it has to be no longer Mora Begidden. Kozman is still Mora Begidden, it's not Gemora. There are four different sheetahs over here. So Taisus' first answer is you're right. It is a contradiction. At what point does it? At what point is it still Basar? Beitzasa Kibasar. At what point is it still Kibasar? And at what point is it no longer Kibasar? So Benegetu within Deraisa like Nevela, is it Nevela? Is not Nevela? Nevela Seif Torah is a Nisa Deraisa. So there you have to be Machmer to take a bigger shear up until later, up until it's born. Yeah, the Shad is an Anadaf. Nobody says that shear. We have so many different shear. No one says the shear until later. The different sheetas, four different sheetas, when does it become Parve? So one sheeta was Chelmon, one sheeta Chelmon v'Chelbon. One sheet with the klipa, and the fourth sheet has to be no longer more begidden. Nobody said you need later, the Gemara left it away. Rav, can't be that. Rav means imitzias, later. Nobody holds later. Why nobody holds later? If there's a Tana who holds that by dinam deraisa, you hold up until later. Up until later, so why shouldn't there be a sheet who holds up until later by the issue of basar b'cholov? Why is it so impossible? So that's the first answer of Taisus. They say, then again, to dinam deraisa, you machmir. To have a later, a more chomedic year up until later mamish. When you get to dinam derabbanan, bas mechala, by yoif is only derabbanan, you can be mekel on an early issue. Okay. Then Taisa says another answer. Another answer. No, Beis Hillel Shita, that Beitzas Nevela is Asura Bachila, has nothing to do with Beitzas Kemoisa. What is the cutoff point up until when is it? Is it Dina Kibosar, and from that point on is no longer Dina Kibosar, has nothing to do. Taisus says, you see from the Mishnah, this is a takeoff on the Din Deraisa Beitzas Trefel. If you have a Tarnagoilis, is a Trefel, and it lays an egg, if such a thing is physically possible, if a Trefel is your letters. So Beitzas Trefel is awesome, and a Torah, Yosef and Asa is awesome. A Beitzas Trefel. or if you have cholav behemet tmeya, is an isa deraisa. Yetzim and aser is aser. If you have a beitzas, but why is a beitzas treifa aser? Because hagadol beiser, since it grew, the whole hisavus of the beitzah, the development of the beitzah, was done through the goof of the tanegoilas. So that's called gadol beiser. What happens, however, I have a chicken, a tanegoilas healthy chicken, and it's developing an egg inside, and then I shecht the chicken and I slipped and I made it an nevela. And now, once it's an nevela, so all the body function stops. After I killed it, it's not further, it's not developing the egg anymore. So after I finished shechting it, I made it an nevela, now I cut it open and I find the egg. Can you say that the egg was a yotzim and asa rasa? No. The egg was developed in the tanegoilas when it was alive, before it became a nevela. Before it became a nevela. After it became a nevela, all the body function stopped, didn't develop any more beitzim after that point. So it can't be awesome itam, yotzim and asa rasa. So that's what the Bishamai said. There's no yotzim and asa, so there's nothing to worry about. Come to Beis Hillel and they make a gzera derabonon. It's not that they hold beitzasa kemoisa and it's besar nevela. No, it's a gzera otu beitzas trefa. That's why the two are put next to each other in the Mishnah. A beitzas trefa is an isa derais of yotzim and asa rasa. A beitzas nevela, leave the Beis Hillel is a marisayin. What do they say? The time of the Beis Hillel. The last line of Tosfos, they say, the time of the Beis Hillel, the Yashri Beis Hillel, Nevela, Hainim Shem de Gazvinan, Otu Beis Hillel, Strefa, Kidi Amina Be'edius, the Mishnah in Edius says, Omoidim the Beis Hillel, Strefa, Shiasim, Tnei Sheik Deila Be'isa, Beis Shammai, Omoidim to the Beis Hillel, by a Beis Hillel, Strefa, Hagodol Be'isa, Rizasa, Yotzim and Asa. And the whole Machlekes, Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, is only by Beis Hillel, Nevela, do you make a Gzera Derabon. So the simple reading in the Mishnah is like that. That's what Tosfos says. That's
how is it that nowadays we're allowed to buy eggs without a hot sauce? How do we know that we have to report to the store and come from the egg?
Was it trefa?
Yeah, it was
an engine.
We go basaroy. Same way you drink milk.
Yeah.
How can you drink any milk? Maybe the milk came from a cow. That was a trefa.
Yeah.
So the dinner is that you go basaroy. Yeah. At the OU convention a few years ago, every convention they have a session on kashrus. So they had Rabbi Yanak as the head of the kashrus at the Orthodox Union, and Rabbi Heinemann and a few other rabbanim from the different kashrus agencies were there. So somebody directed a question to Rabbi Yanak. He wanted to know how medaktik are they at the OU. When they give a hashgacha, do they just go basar, right? Or do they really check everything up? So Rabbi Heinemann answered, they asked the question to Rabbi Yanak. They wanted to know what's doing in the OU. So Rabbi Heinemann said to the person who asked, I beg your pardon, do you drink any milk? He said, yeah, he drinks Cholav Yisrael. He said, you drink Cholav Yisrael, okay. How do you know? Maybe it comes from a cow that's a trefa. So the Gemara says the answer is, they write behemis ksheris, we follow right. Sometimes you have a right to follow right, sometimes you're not supposed to follow right. It depends. If it's a miut hamotzui, if it's 10% or more, against the rave, that's called the Mishkanos Yankee said, that's called the Miyot HaMotzei. Then the Halacha says you have to be Baidik to see if your rave is correct. If it's less than the Miyot HaMotzei, you're not Mechuyev to check. You have a right to follow the rave. When you give Ashgacha, you should always check, even if it's a Miyot Shein HaMotzei. That's what Ashgacha is all about. But some things you're not Mechuyev to go x-ray all the cows to see if the trait is in it. Mechuyev to x-ray all the hens to see if the eggs. All the chickens and all the hens to see if they're trefas or not. Not mechuyev to. Whatever is within reason, you're supposed to check. If you shech the trefa, the Mishnah makes a difference. If you shecht it and you made a nevela, his dal shechitah is no good. You don't need kisadam. If you shecht it and you slip, sometimes when you slip, you make nevela. And sometimes when you slip, make trefa. If you shechte and you really did a bad job nevela, then it's even metame. Then it's a nevela is also bachilinus metame. If you shechte and it's a trefa, it's metame de nevela. It doesn't have tumas nevelas, but it's also bachilinus. So if you shechte and you made a trefa, the Gemara says that's a machlekes satanoim, where they need kisi adam. That's called shechita sheina ruya. He did a shechita, but it's shechita sheina ruya. You're not allowed to eat it because it's a trefa. So there the Gemara says, there we pass from that you don't need. Rabbi Yehuda Nasi made a compromise. Rebbe, who edited the Mishnayos, so the Gemara says in Chulin, he made a compromise on this topic of Shechita Sheina Ruya, where the Shechita Strefa, Shmo Shechita, Ashchita Streif Olav Shmo Ashchita. They made a compromise. When he get to Oisav Ezbenoi, he's Machmer. That if he shecht one, Behemoth, and it's, it turns out to be a Treifa, you made it a Treifa, then you're not allowed to shecht the Vlad, or the mother on the same day. But when they get to Kisei Adam, since the Pasuk says, Isha Sheyishcha Chaya Of Asher Yeyochel, since it says Asher Yeyochel, so there, if it's going to turn out to be a Treifah, so you don't need Kisei Adam. That's how the Gemara says, Rabbi Yudah Nasi made such a Pshara, made a Kant. In the earlier generations, there was no such Shita. Either you held like Rabbi Shimon, you held like the Chacham, either Shchita Sheni Ruya Shma Shchita, both for Kisei Adam and for Osav Ezbeno, or it's Lav Shma Shchita for both. And Rebbe made this compromise, and that's how we passed him, like the compromise.
When you boil eggs, you don't have to check every egg. You make hard-boiled eggs. Now, this, when you open up the egg, you want to see if there's a blood spot. But when you boil eggs, you go back to the
right
also.
Your boss are right, right.
Still, no people boil more than one egg in a pot. They boil usually three eggs.
That's years ago. Now the eggs are. Ramosha writes, now the eggs are candle. Ramosha says today it's all safna meyara. He says on the egg farms, they're makbit to see to it that none of the eggs are fertilized by a rooster. Because if they'll be fertilized, so they're going to turn into chicks. And the people want to buy it, so they'll lose business. So on the egg farms, they're very careful. The Gemara says, you have to be very careful to keep the roosters away. But you want to see that none of the eggs should be fertilized. So Ramosha says that dam yikaradin, if you have a blood spot, it's really mutter. Because the blood spot is not also because of dam. Yeah. A blood spot is also because it's an indication that it was the beginning of the development of a chick. So it's an isa nevela, it's not an isa dam. Dam is only also if it's dam in basa. If the wall starts to bleed, real dam has the same chemical composition of dam. The table, the tape recorder, the gemara starts to bleed real blood. So that blood is mutter. Only dam of a dam in the basa is also. It says in Yeridah that you have to salt the eggs. When you shech the hen and you find eggs inside, you have to salt the eggs to remove the dam. So it says in Yeridah, from the Bali Ates, it depends. If the eggs are fleshig, dina kibasar, then you have to salt them to make sure that you remove the dam. But if the eggs have already reached the point of Beitzim Gemuras, whatever that point is, all the different shikas here, chelbon, chelmon, Eilamura begidden, Klipa Kasha, all the four different shitas. Mm-hmm. So when it reaches a point that it's no longer fleshig, either is dam inside, the dam is mutter, that's not dam shebebasa. I started off as basa, now it's not basa. Now it's no longer dam shebebasa. So it says you don't have to salt the eggs. So the reason why a blood spot is usser is because of an isa nevela, because the blood spot is an indication that this egg started to fertilize, just never got to complete itself. So that means it had the beginning of life and it never had a shlita. So that's an isa nevela. But if you know that, it's what the Gemara calls a safna mayaro. The Gemara calls it over here a safna mayaro, that it was never fertilized by a rooster. They're careful to keep the roosters away. So then the Gemara says, Mikra, then you can eat the egg with the blood spot. You don't even have to remove the blood spot. So Moshe Feinstein writes in his sefer, he thinks that it's a minig already. We remove the blood spot, it's a minig, even though mikiradin, it's really muta. But he says, you don't have to throw out the whole egg. The halacha says, if you have an egg with a blood spot, that's a simon that is the beginning of life. So the Gemara says, shori tichla bekula. The Gemara says, achulin, ele trefis. The whole egg is also, because I treat the whole leg as an avela. So Moshe says that's only by medva mamurim, if the blood spot is an indication of the beginning of fertilization. So the whole thing has the status of nevela. But if it's a blood spot that's in an egg that's safna meyara, that had no fertilization from any rooster, they're careful to keep the roosters away, then he says, even though the minig is mitam epis nikias, not to eat the blood spot, but you don't have to throw out the whole egg. And he says it does nasa the pot. You don't have to cook two eggs together. All these dinim in Yeridah by cooking a few eggs together. That's if there is a possibility that the egg may really have a blood spot that's the beginning of life, that may be an availer. But it says by us it's not so. So these are the two answers that the Tosfos says. Yeridah, they talk three eggs. Sometimes I took them two, three eggs, bottled the right.
Even with a shell. Even with a shell. I believe I remember my mother, Leah Shalom, when she was kashering the chicken,
And they were
she was considering
even with the shell.
Even with the shell.
But on top, it says in the Ramah, when you have flesh, so you can put all the chatichas one on top of the other. But over here, b'negeh to the why even with the shell? Why even with the shell? Because the Bir Agra writes, where does it come from? The first teretz in Tosis. First teretz in Tosis is b'negeh to dinim deraisa. We're machma that the egg is dinim kibas up until later. So dam is an isa deraisa. Dam is an isa deraisa. Basa b'cholav and the veil is an isa deraisa. And basa b'cholav is the rabbana. So basa b'cholav is the rabbana. So we have an earlier stage. Chelmon, chelbon, klipa kosha, whatever. You don't need leida. When you get to basa b'cholav, it's only the rabbanon. But when you get to nevela, I feel the kimosan them keres bashuk. I feel with a klipa kosha. You say that it's beitz of kimosa. So the Bir Agra writes that dam is an isa deraisa also.
But that dam is not dam. You say yes.
Yeah, but
if it's on nevela, if it's already because of it tulas leida, then doesn't help salting, right? Because it's not because of dam that you ask it. You ask it because it's already...
Dam shebe basa is also. Dam shebe basa is also. So if you have a shayla, at what point does it cease to be basa?
Yeah.
So then that's already a shayla deraisa. So you have to go l'chumra up until later. Like the Beis Hillel said. That's what the Bir Agra says. There are more that you have to salt even the egg that have a klipa kosha is based on the first day in Tosis. Because dam is an isa deraisa. So when you get to dinam deraisa, we treat beitza kibasa up until later. And it's all the minyan to basa b'chala, which is only an issue of the rabbanon. And there you make all to say an earlier stage. At an earlier stage, it's already considered paradigm. And this Tosis kasha, that Tosis gave the two answers, the Yireim has a third answer. That's what the Rav Soloveitchik liked, that answer. The Rabbeinu Peretz also has that answer on this daf. Other Balei HaTosis have the answer. It goes like this. The Mishnah in 80 is quotes Beis Hillel Shita that what up until Leida Mamish, up until Leida the Beitz is fleshing, Beitz Asa Kimoisa, and at Leida Imitziyasa then it becomes no longer Basa. So if it turns out that Tanagolus is an Avela, the Beitz is also an Avela. Aye, so how come it's not flesh? How come it's part of it at an earlier stage? So the Rishonim start hacking about not by not. What are they talking about, not by not? The Rabbeinu Peretz has a whole essay over here. Long arichas about not by not. What's not by not? So not by not means like this. In order to make basa b'cholav, you have to have flesh that has a tam basa and milk that has a tam cholav. Let's say I take milk and I remove the whole tam cholav. Let's say I take milk and I make cheese out of the milk. I remove all of the... all the cheese. Waste. So what you're left with is going to be the whey. So the Gemara says that mei cholov is only milchik midirabbanon. Aye, but it started off as milk. Originally it was all milk. But if I removed all of the milk particles in it, and I'm just left with the whey, shaylan rishayim exactly what state? Mei cholov, shaylan yeredeya. It's milk that doesn't have a tam cholov. Milk that doesn't have a tam cholov is paravan. Flesh also, if you have flesh, it's fleshy. What if the flesh doesn't have a tambasar? Flesh that doesn't have a tambasar is not fleshy, it's parava. So that's what these Rishonim say. The beitza up until later is kiguf ha-tanegoyles. So if the tanegoyles is nevela, beitza se kigufa. The beitza is also nevela. Or if the... if there's going to be dam in the beitza, so it's beitza it's dam in a basa. But when they get to basa b'cholov, the egg clearly doesn't have the same flavor as the chicken, so it no longer has tam basa. So if you have flesh that doesn't have tam basa, that's part of it. So that's what the Gemara says over here. The beitza is no longer fleshig when you reach a certain stage. It's still kigufa tanegoyles, it's still dino kibasar, but it's basa on a tam basa, on a tam, so it's para. Yeah, basa that doesn't have a tam basa is not considered fleshy.
Lebron has a tam milk.
Power of milk anymore. Yeah, sure. Sure.
Tastes like
why doesn't it have the tam of milk?
It's definitely a
all the fat is
out.
Fat doesn't leave
it. I don't know. I mean, they took out the fat.
Skim milk is still milk.
But it still has the casein or whatever. It still has the milk in it. It still has the milk particles. If you make cheese, then you remove all the milk particles, then you're left with whey, then you make whey cheese, then you're left with nechalov, that's mamish part of the minatera, and only milchig medir rabbana. Yeah, these are the three pshat in that tesis there. No, they say it on a deraisa level. They say it even on a deraisa level. Not only because the sarai prophet is only the rabbana. Yeah, now in the middle of Sfira Saima, we all know that it says Sfartim Lachem, so there's a mitzvah that everybody has to count the Sfira Saima. You say Broche, and you say Hayoim Yamechad Bayoim, Hayoim Shnei Yamim Bayoim, whatever the Sfira happens to be. And today's Sedra, the Chumash in Parshas Mitzayra, talks about the Zav and the Zovah. The Zav has to count Shiva Nikim, and the Zovah has to count Shiva Nikim. So it says by the Zav, Sofer Lo Shivas Yamim. Chiyuter atav in Perek Tezvav Pasuk Yud Gimel Chiyuter azav mizav v'sof alo shivas yomim utaros, the zav has to count shivin akim, and it says by the zavo also v'mtaro mizavo later Tezvav Pasuk Chavches v'mtaro mizavo v'sof alo shivas yomim achatit, the same thing by the zav and the zavo. So Taisus, Fekta Kasha, Taisus has the famous Kasha, Menachas and Ksubas, the fine days. How come by Sfira Saimer, you say, Abroche, Ashir Kedushanim, Sasim, Sivan, all Sfira Saimer? How come the Zav and the Zava don't, never heard that the Zava, women are Zavas, they count Shimon and Kim all the time? How come they don't say Abroche? So Taisus says, Shema Tiravitista. She doesn't have control over the situation. The Zava, the Zava may have a Rias Ziva in the middle later, on the 5th day, the 6th day, the 7th day, so it'll be Mekalkal everything. So it's Achshash when Abrocha Lebatola, so you don't say Abrocha. But if not for that, you would have said Abrocha. So I saw the Torah Tamima has a comment over here.
You can also, if you forget a date.
That's not a problem? Okay, that's not a problem. He has another comment. He says, we have a Klal, and he quotes from Achrayim. You have a klal in the Gemara in Menachos that the only time you say a bracha on a mitzvah is a dovish asiyasa gemar mitzvah if you yet in the mitzvah now. But let's say I'm tying tzitzis. That's what the Gemara has in Perakat Chilis. I'm tying tzitzis on the beged, which I'm going to wear. I'm going to wear the talus or the abakanthus after I finish tying. So when I finish tying, do I say a bracha shekedishana b'mitzvah b'tzivano al asiyas tzitzis? Or when you make a sukkah. They say bracha lasa sukkah. So there's one day in the Yerushalmi that you do say bracha. But the Babli says you don't say bracha. Asher kedushanu b'mitzvos v'tzivanu al asiyas sukkah. Why? So the Gemara in the Menachos has the klal. The only time you say bracha is it's asiyos gemar mitzvos. You're mekayim a mitzvah right now. If it's only what we call a hechsher mitzvah, a hachone, to lead to the completion, to the real mitzvah later, so they're not. So that's what the Torah Tamima quotes the Taina from Achrayim on Taisus. What's the whole discussion that you should say a bracha? By Sfira Saima, you did the Sfira and you yoytze to the mitzvah. That's the mitzvah. If you drop that a minute after you did the Sfira, you yoytze. But by the Zava, there's a mitzvah to count Shivan Akim. The Shivan Akim by the Zava and the Zava is a hechsher to lead up to the possibility for Tvila and the Mikvah. When the Tvila and the Mikvah, they do say a bracha. Asher Kedushanim is a Svanu ala Tvila. This is like making the Tvilin. You don't say a bracha when you make the tefillin. When you wear the tefillin, you say the bracha. That's just a hechsher mitzvah. So he doesn't understand bechlal. What was the havamin of Tosis? There's nothing to discuss. But this Tosis is a famous Tosis, the Shaloh. On the side of the Gemara, they tell you to look in the Shaloh. The Shaloh points out that Tosis asked, why don't we draw a parallel between Sfira Saimer and Sfira Shivin Ikim by the Zav and the Zav? So they say, we're Tachashash Baruch Levatola, Shema Tira Vitista. That's the only thing that we threw out was the bracha. What about the actual sfira? Hayom yom echod, the sfira shivin ikim, hayom shnei yom, and the sfira shivin ikim. The zav and the zava have to count. So the shalua kodesh writes, you see from the tesis, you have to count it there. Yeah. The only reason why you don't, the only difference is you don't say bracha because of shema tira v'tista. If not for that, it would have been exactly the same as sfira zav. But now Shema the Hashash and maybe a bracha la'atol Shema tiravatista, so they leave out the bracha. But the sphere of the pair you do need. So the Pischei Tshuva quotes this in Yerideya that the Shalom HaKadosh said like that, and he quotes the Rebbe Yehuda He uses a melitzah and the medrash. There's a pasuk in Kohelet that says, "Oyev kesef, oyev ba kesef." A person who loves money will never be satisfied. Ain on the meis v'chatzit tavasa biyodim. Mishesh lamone, rotsa masayim. If he has $100, he wants more. He wants more. Have $1 billion, he'll want more. Anytime you get more money, you want more money. No one is ever satisfied. So the medrash has a comment on that pasuk: "Oyev mitzvus loyizba mitzvus." It's not only so in Gashmias, but Oif Kesef is, but Kesef is true Ruchnias also. A person who has Shi'ifos, he has desires to grow in Yerushamayim, to grow in learning and everything, he'll never be satisfied, never have enough. He'll always be looking to go higher and higher and look for more. So he says, the Shalom Kodesh is given Oif Mitzvahs Le'yizba Mitzvahs. He wasn't satisfied with the 613 mitzvahs that we have. He had to invent a new mitzvah. That the Zavin Nezavah, he makes fun. He says the Zavin Nezavah have to. Huh? That's what he says. The Nebi Yehud is making fun of the Shalom, that it can't be. There is no such thing. We never heard that the men or the women, when they're counting the Shivanikim for the Zavin, they should say, Hayom Yamecha, the Sphere of Shivanikim. Hayom Shnayam. So he says he's making up a new mitzvah. It's not correct. I said, what's Takab Shat and Taisis? So what was Taisis Kasha? They should say a bracha right before they're about to do the sphere. But if there's no sphere, there's no bracha, so what is there to discuss? Except as the Nadi Behuda, and others want to say, if there would have been a bracha, then there would have been a sphere. But now that there's no bracha, so there's no. What do you mean? They would have made a sphere because of the bracha. If there's no sphere, so there's nothing to say a bracha about. So Rav Soloveitchik, when he learned that thesis, he said he doesn't understand what the whole plumter is over here. He thought it was poshet. The Safra Allah means the Vedikas. When they're about to do the bedikah, they should say the bracha shekin eshan v'zalsan al sfira sheminikim, not to say hayoyim yamechot, to make the bedikah. So that's what Taisa says, it may turn out that it's tamei. Today, tomorrow, the next day, it may turn out that it's tamei, so it'll be a bracha levatol. But they didn't mean it, they never had a havamina, that it should be exactly daima bedaima, the sfira sa'imer, that sfira sa'imer means bepeh, so here it's also bepeh. He said here the sfira means the bedikah. That's how the Gemara understands. So the Safra Allah means the Bedikah. That's a question. Right. The Cheskuni claims that the Bezdin does not say bracha when they count the years to Shemitah. And he gives an explanation why it's different. He says when the Bezdin counts the Shemitah, the mitzvah is not finished until they make Yovel. They have to keep on counting. So since they're not finished yet, so they can't say a bracha. It's not Gemar Mitzvah, but it says by Sfira Saimer, it is Gemar Mitzvah. When you count tonight, whatever tonight is, and a day more than last night, but then you finish with the mitzvah. You don't have to wait till you complete to make it. Oh, next week.